Let's follow the teachings of Islam. Let's make an illuminating society. Let's follow the teachings of Islam. Let's make an illuminating society.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that decorate your gathering with the recitation upon me. For verily, recitation upon me, it will be light on you on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad salatu wa salaman alayka ya Rasulallah. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. We praise Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal. And after that, we send darud in salutation upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As well, we welcome you again by the grace of Allah to this topic, social etiquettes. Today, the topic of discussion is that avoiding bad words, be it in giving advice, selling your product, giving da'wah, father to children, children to father, husband to wife, wife to husband, any type of gathering, any circumstances, avoiding bad words. For verily, bad words have got an effect. To the listener and to the sayer simultaneously. There are words which if we are to put only a little bit of it in the speech, see, due to its badness, it will corrupt the rest of the sea. It will be like a poison, which the Prophet ﷺ make me qiyas, that if they are to be put in the sea, they will spoil the rest of the sea. You know, in English words, we've got the saying that, you know what, it will spoil your day. Type of words like this, they've got an effect that they spoil somebody the day, but in Islam we say that it will spoil your akhirah. Not only the dunyawi, it will goes on and spoil your akhirah. So words like this, they must not be said. We need to practice always to say good deeds, to be positive thinkers, to be positive sayers, positive contributors. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to advise the companions. One companion said, Ya Rasul Allah, O the Messenger of Allah, Ma akhwafu ma takhafu alayya. What is the most dangerous thing which you fear for me? What is the most dangerous thing which you fear for me? Why? So that I can avoid it. فَأَخَذَ بِاللِّسَانِ نَفْسِهِ ثُمَّ قَالِ هَذَا. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam took his Mubarak tongue. Then he said, this, O my Sahaba, this is what the most thing which I fear for you. You know, words, as we say, that they can spoil your day and they can make your day. Bad words themselves, they are contaminators, which contaminate many things which they have come across. Not only on human beings, but also on things. Even the walls. That's why we're being told in Sharia that when we enter even a house, we just have to greet the house. And whomsoever is in the house. And as well as our Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But now, if we say something bad, so it means that also they listen. إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها وقال الإنسان ما لها يومئذ تحدث أخبارها. Some commentators of the Quran, they said that on the day of judgment, the earth, the dunya itself, will be giving witnesses against the bad-mouthed people. Each and every, you know, whenever you say bad words, be it anyway, front of a tree, like how Imam Ahmad Radha, alayhi rahmatullahi al-mannan, whether you say in front of trees and stones, all these things, there will be witnesses against you on the day of judgment. You know, let it not be that on the day of Qiyamah, a stone will be held in your accountability. That this stone will be saying, "So I heard this so and so, fulan bin fulan, yaqulu kaza wa kaza." You are saying this and this. What we are being often told in the khutbah razawiyyah. وَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ عِنْدَ كُلِّ حَجَرٍ وَشَجَرٍ. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in front of every stone and every tree. Why? Because this hajar wa shajar, there will be witnesses for you on the day of judgment. So now if you say bad words, there will be witness against you on the day of judgment. Bad words. We can give an example for that. Nowadays we've got a very big sieve by the name, whereby people they Google. Whatever it is being put on the internet, be it good or bad, it is being retrieved back. It will live for generation. These words which we say, they will stay for generation. So we need to make sure that we say good words. Bad words, they spoil the environment. Like how they say that Allah made the ozone and human beings made the poison. Now, we are being suffocating due to our own deeds. So the Holy Prophet ﷺ told this Sahabi that what I fear for you, my Sahabi, it is your tongue. Then the Holy Prophet ﷺ said in another hadith, عَلَيْكَ بِحُسْنِ الْخُلْقِ. Adopt good manners. Manners, they make a man. We want to have to socialize, you have got to learn the manners of socializing. And it goes on. وَطُولُ الصَّمْتِ عَلَيْكَ بِحُسْنِ الْخُلْقِ وَطُولِ الصَّمْتِ. Upon you, adopt good manners and be silent for long. We've got people who have got a problematic in this dunya. They talk for long. The prophetic advice is that be silent for long. Because when you are silent, the brain power functions more properly. When you talk excessively, the brain power, the power which was supposed to be generated to the brain will be generated to the mouth. You end up saying words which you'll have got to regret in future. This is how bad it is. This is how wrong it is. So that is the Prophet advice which he gave. Then the Prophet ﷺ said that, فَوَالَّذِي نَفْسِ بِيَدِهِ. I swear by the one whom my life is in his hand, who is none other than Allah Azza wa Jal. I put him as a witness. And the Holy Prophet ﷺ does not have any need of a witness, but to show the dexterity of this, of what he said, good manners, and to adopt silent for quite long. When we say silent, we are talking today that our episode is about bad words, that those words you need to be silent. The previous, it was about good words, you need to say, but this one, bad words, that's where you need your silence. Avoiding bad words. That should make our social to be sociable. It will interlink us nicely. Otherwise, the tongue will break us apart, like what it is doing, due to the bad words. The Holy Prophet ﷺ then goes on and further says, that I do take an oath by the one whom my life is in his hand. Yani, the beloved taking an oath with his beloved. No anyone, no any creation would decorate themselves with anything better than these two. I think some Madani pools for my sisters. Verily, sisters, they would like to decorate themselves. They look in the mirror to make sure that they decorate themselves. The jewelries, the bangles, the sandals, and all the list goes on. But what is to decorate yourself in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You need only two things. Good manners and silent khalas. Silent from what? From being bad mouthed, bad speech. Keep your tongue closed. وعن عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه وارضى سألت رسول الله I asked the Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم يا رسول الله O Messenger of Allah أي الأعمال أفضل Which deed is best? قال He said الصلاة على ميقاتها صلاة It's right time مع جماعة الأولى مع تكبيرة الأولى مع حول of دعوة الإسلام we say صلاة with جماعة with the first تكبير That is the best thing in the dunya قلت ثم ماذا Then I said Then what next يا رسول الله Then he said to make other fellow Muslim to be safe That is the next from your tongue That's the next one Look, to be safe from what? Bad words. So in order for us to socialize with people, we need to stay away from bad words. And they've got bad effects. Upon you, the sayer and the listener, siwa, it's the same. Whether it is the listener or yourself, bad words, they've got bad effects. Wa an Uqba bin Amir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, also it is narrated on the authority of Uqba bin Amir that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Qal Uqba bin Amir, he said that I said myself, قلت, I asked the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulallah. Now, Sahaba number two. First one we had, he asked him, he was given a recipe. And another one, he's asking, he's going to be given a recipe to go to Jannah. قلت, Ya Rasulallah. I said, Oh, the message of Allah. Man Najah. What is salvation? What is success? What is the real success? Is it opening a new business? Is it moving to this house to another house? Is it accumulating wealth? The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Amsik alayka lisanak." Guard your tongue. Guard your tongue. Let me reiterate the Arabic proverb which I said earlier on. The tongue need to have got three safeguards. Number one, before you speak, the first guard is it true? Number two, is it necessary? Number three, is it worth it to say it? Otherwise, keep quiet. Bad words must be, you know, must be safeguarded before they speak. So the Prophet ﷺ said that, hold against yourself your tongue. وَلِيَسَعَكَ بَيْتَكَ وَبْكِي عَلَى خَطِيئَتِكَ That guard against yourself your tongue and let your house be spacious for yourself. You know, we are talking about socializing. Sometimes we need to know where are the boundaries. لِكَ أُنَاسُ لَا يَفِيدُ شَيْئًا Sometimes there are times whereby, you know, socializing with people does not benefit anything. Then what you must be doing? You must stay indoors. That's why we've got our indoors. We cover, especially the women folk. We normally tell them that the best hijab, the best cover for themselves, it is the house. That is the best hijab. You are there inside your roof. It will cover you for many things, you know, sun and all these things and bad people as well. وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنْ Stay indoors, inside your house. That was the message which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to the mothers of the believers, our mothers, that is the wives of our beloved Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is what it is, and then it end up by saying that you need to cry against your sins. Wa an Anas, and another one goes on the authority of Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that the message of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is said, لا يستقيم إيمان عبد حتى يستقيم قلبه. The iman of someone does not being strong, does not become righteous, does not become straight till his heart become righteous. ولا يستقيم قلبه, his heart does not become righteous حتى يستقيم لسانه, till when his tongue become righteous. Iman does not become perfect. This is the English word which we can try to put it here. Iman does not become perfect till when the heart become perfect. The heart does not become perfect till when the tongue become perfect. So if the tongue is not perfect, the heart won't be perfect. The heart is not perfect, Iman is not perfect. It's not complete. Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal, give us the understanding. وَأَنْ مُعَاذْ إِبْنْ جَبَلْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى أَنْهُ. On authority of Mu'adh ibn Jabal, may Allah be pleased with him, we are about to reach the conclusion. He said, قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ, the messenger of Allah صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ, he said that, إِنَّكَ لَنْ تَزَالْ سَالِمًا مَا سَكَتَّ. You will be safe as long as you are silent. You will be safe, my brother, as long as you are silent. You will be safe, my sister, as long as you are silent. Then if you speak, what will happen? A very beautiful question. Let us present it in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. فَإِذَا تَكَلَّمْتَ, but if you open your mouth and you speak, then know what? كُتِبَ لَكَ, it is going to be written for you. أَوْ عَلَيْكَ, or against you. When you are silent, what is it going to be written upon you? Nothing. But now when you start to, in English they say wara wara, speaking, it's everything. The guna meter started to move. As long as your mouth is moving, the guna meter is moving. As long as your mouth is moving, the hasanat meter is moving. If you're praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is moving. If you're saying bad words, it is moving. So, these are the social etiquettes which we need to bear in mind. On the authority of Sa'id al-Khudri, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, Holy Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم again said, how many ahadith? Many ahadith being said. Only one piece of the body, the tongue. Many ahadith. Many verses of the Holy Quran. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا. Is the tongue. All these ahadith. Many verses. If the son of Adam wake up, all the body parts, the heart, the mind, the legs, the hands, the stomach, the eyes, all the body parts, they will complain to the tongue. Fatakul, the body parts, all of them, they will make a mashwara with the tongue. Then they will be saying, اتق الله فينا, fear Allah the tongue regarding the rest of us. Fear Allah. All your blunders which you make, we are included. Say bad words when people they hit you. They won't hit now the tongue. The tongue will be hidden now inside the mouth. Now the eyes. Every part of the body is receiving the beating. Only it was because of the tongue. Started the war and it ran away. It is a coward also. It says and it cannot fight. Fighting, you won't see the tongue. It's only there to cause disappear. That's the definition of a coward. فَإِنَّ نَحْنُ بِكَ, we are because of you. We rely on you. We all come in play because of you. فَإِنْ إِسْتَقَمْتَ إِسْتَقَمْنَا, if you are straight, we are straight. If you are righteous, we are righteous. If you are safe, then we are safe. فَإِنْ عَوَجَجْتَ أَعَوَجَجْنَا, if you become crooked, then all of us we are crooked. Your day, you make it, you make the day for us. You spoil the day, you spoil the day for the rest of us. The Arab, they say in an Arabic proverb, يُنْقَسَمُ الْقَلَامُ إِلَىٰ أَرْبَعَةٍ أَقْسَامٍ, words are put in four categories. Khasamun huwa dhararun, the category which is harmful. And majority of our words follow in that category. Wa qasamun huwa naf'un, and words which are beneficial, is the second category. Category number three, wa qasamun huwa dhararun wa manfa'atun, words which are beneficial and harmful at the same time. They are beneficial, but they are harmful. And number four, qasamun, words, laysa fihi darar, there is no any harm in them. They are not harmful. Wala manfa'atun, but they are not beneficial. First one is words which are beneficial. Second one is words which are not beneficial. Third one is words which is both beneficial and harmful. And last one is the words which are not beneficial and which are not harmful. We conclude with the explanation of it, then we terminate this discourse. Amma alladhi huwa darar. And as for those words which are harmful, fala buddha min sukut an, it is necessary for us to keep silent for them. It is necessary for us to keep silent from them. We mustn't say them. Ever. Never, ever. They say in English like that. Never, ever say them. Whenever, wherever, whatsoever. Never say them. وَكَذَلِكَ in the same shoe. مَا فِي ضَرَرْ وَمَنْفَعْ, those words which we know that they are beneficial and they are harmful, don't say them also. Now, again, وَأَمَّا مَا لَا مَنْفَعْ فِيهِ وَلَا ضَرَرْ فَهُوَ فُضُولْ, those ones which are not either beneficial and harmful, they are not harmful and they are not beneficial. Just general talk. And in chilling nowadays we call it, don't ever say them, because why? They are fudul, excessive. They are not necessarily wasting of time. Any, the most used muscle, it is the jaw muscle. They call them jaw breakers sometimes. Just leave it. Just wasting some additional nutrition of the food, you know. That's why other people, their energy is being exhausted only with the tongue. So this type of words, just leave them. In Africa, they've got a proverb which I just want to share it with you quickly. Chipping bed, build no nest. A chipping bed, build no nest. That bed which chip does not build any nest. So this, we need to avoid them. Why? لِأَنَّ الْإِشْتِغَالِ بِي تُضَيَّعَ الْوَقْتِ, because engaging in these type of words which are not beneficial and they are not harmful, it's a wastage of time. Are you getting benefit? La? Even if, though if you are not getting harmful, so what are you getting then? So just avoid them. So now it will end up in al-khusran. فَلَا يَبُكِي إِلَّا كِسْمُ الرَّابِعِ. Now all these categories, they fall down except that one which we say that words which are righteous. قَدْ سَكَتُ ثَلَاثَ أَرْبَعِ الْكَلَامُ وَبَقِيَ رُبُعُ, so three quarters of the words are being taken out. Only one is remaining. وَهَذَا الرُّبُعُ فِيهِ, and that one which we are just being commanded, it is being said by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran. وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا, and say words which are righteous. May Allah Rabbil Izzat wal Jalal make us to say words which are righteous. Amin bijahi nabil amin. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad salatan tabqa wa tadum.
Let's follow the teachings of Islam. Let's make an illuminating society. Let's follow the teachings of Islam. Let's make an illuminating society.